Hey there, old friend. How's it going? Oh, do I need to adjust here a little? Reminder, I have no producer, I have no help. So we're gonna make mistakes sometimes. Not a great way to start the show. Once again, I never know how to start. That's the truth. I never know how to start these. So it always ends up just being a little awkward. Forgive me. We're having extreme heat where I am in the southern US right now. It's like nearly 100 degrees every single day. And the heat index, which is what it actually feels like, is well over 100 degrees Fahrenheit every day now. So I opened the front door yesterday to let my cats outside at like 9 a.m. And when I opened the door, it was like a wall of heat just hit me square in my face. And it was honestly shocking because at 9 a.m. you don't expect it to be that goddamn hot. But it was. So I had to take a step back and regroup with the knowledge that it's going to be hotter than hell all the time, 24/7 right now. So yeah, happy to be here and thanks for tuning in. This is episode 32. Here we go. I can't believe I've made it 32 episodes already, to be honest, even though I have been doing this for what seems like a really long time now. I feel like I haven't been motivated to do a podcast episode recently. And it's weird, you know, when I started this show, I had like wanted to do a podcast for so long, like years, and I finally started doing it, and then it was really scary. But then I just kept going and I was happy with it and I felt like it was really good. And then I feel like it got even better. Even better. And then I feel like my last several episodes have been my best ones yet. And then for some reason, I just have then been not motivated to continue. Like, I don't feel like I've reached the pinnacle of what I can do with my show, but still, you know, it's like even when I sucked in the beginning, I was still more motivated then almost than I am now. So, all that to say, it's just like I make my notes, you know, like throughout the week, or I don't do episodes every week now. So I just like continually make notes on my phone. And then it just nags at me, like, when am I going to do that podcast episode? When am I going to do that? I should get around to that. I should do that. So anyway, I've got my ass in the chair today and we're doing it. So I wanted to tell you guys about my latest new experience that I've had, which was going to the chiropractor for the first time. I don't know if you know anything about the chiropractor, and I wouldn't either, except I've got nagging lower back pain that never subsides. And I am 33 years old. And I wasn't sure, like, is this something that just happens now? Like, everybody just knows once you reach a certain point, your lower back hurts 24/7. But I've come to the conclusion that it's probably not normal. Like, if I stand up for more than like 10 minutes, my lower back starts hurting, and then I start getting pissy and I want to just sit down or like bend over. Sometimes I'll just like bend over, like with my head on the floor, you know, and I'm like in my right hand, like on my lower back. And people will be like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I don't know, but my lower back hurts and I don't know what else to do." So like right now I'm touching it because I'm like thinking about it. But anyway, so I started going to the chiropractor because I told my GP, my general practitioner, about it. And he was like, you know, who cares? No one cares like about your lower back pain. It's not going to do anything. And I think he almost thought that I was trying to just get pills or something. Which is not the case. I mean, I would not be necessarily opposed to pills, but that's not what I was asking for. I was more just asking, could you take a look? And he was like, no, I'm not going to take a look. And I was like, nice. So eventually I decided on my own to just go check out a chiropractor. So I showed up. This guy had good reviews, like really good reviews. People swear by this guy. So I felt good about it. I went in and there was like, first of all, they didn't take any medical history when I came in. This is like a medical thing, but they did not ask me to fill out any paperwork related to my medical history. So at that moment, I kind of thought, have I made a huge mistake? But I went ahead and continued because that's just my style, you know, to just power through, despite all the red flags and the signs to the contrary. So I went in and I was sitting in this room waiting on the doctor guy to come in, the chiropractor. And, there was like this bed thing, like in the center of the room that looked like a medieval torture device. And I was thinking this was going to be more like a massage type thing. But again, I didn't know anything about the chiropractic field of medicine or of whatever, you know, quackery it is. So I was just sitting there looking at this thing like, what's about to happen to me? 'Cause it looked frightening, very, very frightening. So the guy came in and he just kind of like started asking me some questions, and I was telling him, you know, my lower back hurts and that's why I'm here. My GP doesn't care about this. I'm hoping maybe you do. So anyway, he took some x-rays of my spine, and I guess I had never been x-rayed up until that moment. And I was honestly, I turned around after he finished taking the x-ray and I looked at the screen, and what I saw blew me away. I was acting up whenever I looked at it, because I was like, excuse me, that's my spine? You're telling me that's what's in my body? Because this motherfucker looked like a parenthesis. It was not straight. You imagine your spine is a straight line until you look at an x-ray of a parenthesis, and that's you. So I didn't know what to think. I was like, okay, so is this like really bad? Because it looks really bad. And he was like, you need to just act normal. This is not a big deal. You're acting like your response is not appropriate, because this is actually not a big deal at all. And I was like, okay. So I try to calm down. I have scoliosis, and that's what makes it look like a parenthesis. So by that, I mean almost like an S shape. My spine, if you look at me from the front and you're looking at my spine, it's almost an S shape. Okay. It's an S type. It's an S reminiscent shape. And then from the side, if you look at my spine, it's like, it's almost like a lowercase letter D, except just the bottom part. The top straight part isn't really there. Well, it is. Okay. It is like a lowercase letter D. The top part's okay. And then the bottom part curves inward. And then that gave me something called spondylosis or something like that. Spondylothesis, you know, something in that vicinity of names. And he said that that means that one of my vertebrae is two vertebrae. One of those bones, one of the vertebrae, is too far forward. And that causes the joints on the back of my spine to crunch down on top of each other. And that makes my back hurt. But again, he said that it wasn't that bad. So just chill out and relax. So then he took me back in the torture room. And I was like making a joke about it. I was like, this looks like a medieval torture device. And he was like, yeah, we're going to torture you. And I was like, wrong thing to say, bro. But he wasn't kidding. So I got on the table and then he leaned, and he's a large man, like a very large man, like way more than 6 feet tall and large. And he put his entire body weight on my back in between my shoulders, and it cracked, like, you know, like literally 87 times it cracked. And I was like, okay. Okay, that was cool. And then he took my arms in one direction and my legs in the other direction and yanked them apart. You know, like he was trying to rip my body into two pieces, which, you know, again, was a little disturbing. And then my back cracked another 87 times. And then he switched sides and then did the same thing, and it cracked another 87 times. And I was screaming, and then I was laughing because I didn't understand what was happening. I didn't even understand my own reactions. It was a very confusing situation. And then he said, come back next week and we'll keep working on this, and your back will get to better alignment. So then I walked out and I was talking to the girls at the front desk. I was like, did you hear me screaming? And they were like, no, I guess we're used to it. And I was like, okay. So it was very interesting. And then I did go back again a few days ago. And I told him, you know, it was a little frightening last time, so maybe take it a little easier. But all that to say, I think it's helping. I think my back pain is starting to lessen, and I feel great about that. But the chiropractor was a whole new experience that I was not expecting. So yeah, I'm going to keep doing it. We'll see what happens. We'll see if we can get that S straightened out, hopefully. And then in the same vein, I also went to get a massage. Like a couple days after I first went to the chiropractor, I was like, let me just go get a massage, because that's what I actually wanted. And I had not had a massage in probably 2 years, since before the pandemic started. So I went to a massage place that I had not been before, and I forgot to ask for a female therapist. And lo and behold, there I saw a man and a woman that were both massage therapists, and I was actually with my mom, and they both came out, and I thought, please give the guy to my mom, please give the guy to my mom, please give the guy to my mom. And then they said that I was assigned to the guy. And this, you know, raised a lot of questions for me, and, you know, I wasn't really sure what to do. I have had a massage from a male therapist before. I think I've had two massages by two different male therapists. One was an absolute abomination of everything and the worst massage I've ever had in my life. It was extremely weird and uncomfortable. And the massage parlor actually gave me a refund and apologized, because they're like, we get a lot of complaints about this guy. So that was an absolute disaster. And then before that, I did get a massage at like a really nice place in Encino. And I had a young, like Asian man did my massage, and I could tell he like really knew a lot about what he was doing, you know, and he was really professional and he was really good. So there was no issue at that time. But this guy was more just like just a random bro. And when we walked into the room, I could tell he was like nervous or something. And then it was making me uncomfortable, because I was like, why is he nervous? Like, surely 90% of the clientele here are women. Like, what is he nervous about? So there was, it was like tense, you know, and he was like, well, you can get undressed and like get under the sheet, you know, it's just like up to your comfort level. You can go down to your birthday suit. And I was like, oh my God, just please fucking kill me right now. Like, I cannot deal with this, but I'm already here and I can't just run out the door, you know? So like, I just have no clue what to do. And then I started thinking there should be like a woman or like an intimacy coordinator present, or almost like this should just be illegal at this point. Like, I don't need this. You know, he's uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable. Like, nobody else is in here. You know, nobody knows what to do anymore. Like, it's just not a good situation. So I went ahead and went through with the massage. But honestly, it was not relaxing. I could not relax the entire time because, number one, he was not very good at his profession. Like, it just technically was not a good massage. Like, he was just doing like way too much on like all the wrong spots. And then like he did my back last, which I've never had someone, I don't think, do the back last. And then he just like barely did anything. And that's the place that needs the most, like, you know, that needs the most work, the back and the shoulders and stuff. And then he was just like glossed over that and was like, okay, we're done. So he just like wasn't very good. But also the entire time I was just hoping, like, please don't let him do anything weird. Please don't let him murder me or like, you know, anything he shouldn't be doing. So it was very uncomfortable. And to be honest, I'm not sure that he really enjoyed it either, because I'm sure he was uncomfortable as well. So note to self, requesting only female massage therapists from now on, unless I get some information to the contrary. Not saying that, you know, all women are great or anything. I just feel like from my own personal life experiences, and just the general climate, you know, right now, it's probably not a good idea. It's just a little, and I mean, that's just my truth. That's my truth. It is frightening to go be literally nude under a little sheet with just like a gigantic man in the room with you that you don't know and you've never met before in your life, and you just have to trust them that they're going to not harm you. It's very, it's hard to do, for me at least. Maybe, you know, other people enjoy it. So yeah, that was a tough day. But I made it out. You know, no harm done. Everything was fine, except the massage wasn't good. And I didn't feel any better when I left. So, you know, best of luck to everybody involved. And we're just going to move on from that. Anyway, I'd like to hear from some women or maybe some male massage therapists. If anybody's listening or if you had an experience, you should send me an email at podcast@raiden.me. And you can either assuage my fears about having a male massage therapist that I have to entrust my life and my body to, or you can tell me you're totally right and you should always request a female massage therapist. Okay, I'm going to get right into the movie of the week. Okay. Now, I want to remind you, on this show, I do give a movie recommendation each week, but it's not ever going to be Top Gun Maverick. It's not ever going to be Lightyear. It's not ever going to be just a regular ass movie that you already know about and you already know to go and watch. Unless a studio offered to pay me a lot of money to give you that recommendation, in which case I will. If you ever hear me recommending a big studio movie on this podcast, you'll know I've officially made it and I'm getting a large sum of money to do so. And then you can take that information and, you know, do with it what you will. But at this time, I'm still an independent person. And that's the kind of recommendations I give. The movies that I really watch, okay, and movies that maybe you didn't already know about. So, as you may or may not know, I am an Ingmar Bergman fanatic. Okay. And if you haven't, if you like European directors, you know, you need to check out the merch as well, because I have a shirt with all my fave foreign directors, foreign to me because I'm American, European directors. Check out the t-shirt and the Diaries of a Pretender store on Etsy, okay? I'm also going to be discontinuing all of the original merch designs that I did in the next couple of weeks. So alert, if you want to grab any of that stuff, this is your last chance. And I would offer a discount, but everything is just really expensive, so there's no discount. But go ahead and check that out if you are interested. Anyway, I'm an Ingmar Bergman fanatic. I have the whole Ingmar Bergman Criterion collection, and it's like 30 discs, and some of the discs have more than one movie on them, and every disc has like millions of special features and interviews with the director, and it's just honestly awesome. And I'm only like, oh, like barely have even watched the first, I think, 5 or 6 discs, and there's 30 discs. So it's going to take me a while. But today's movie of the week is an Ingmar Bergman film, the most recent one that I watched. And it's called, it's one of his more well-known films, actually. Googling, because I'm not prepared, so I need to tell you the year it came out. Summer with Monica. And it came out in 1953. Summer with Monica is a movie about the summer. And given that it is summer, it's all too appropriate. Summer with Monica is about a young woman who, you know, she's just not happy with the way her life is going. She lives in a small apartment with her parents, and she has a bunch of younger siblings, and it's very cramped. And she works at a grocery store, and all these men are just like ogling her and trying to molest her in the grocery store. And like, she's just sick of everything. And she meets this young man who works nearby, and they strike up a conversation. And he's like, well, we can go like on my dad's boat for the summer. And she's like, let's go. And the movie is about the time that they spend together. And it is like, it's beautiful. And they have this idyllic time, you know, like it's really wonderful. And, you know, they're just drinking and dancing and just like doing whatever and just eating like random things that they forage, and they're just having like this beautiful time together. And then, you know, the newness starts to wear off and things start getting real, and she gets pregnant, and then they don't have enough to eat, and she doesn't have any clothes to wear, and, you know, things, it's kind of a nice window of a relationship and the way that life weighs on us in unexpected ways. But it's a really interesting movie. I really enjoyed it. It's one of Ingmar Bergman's more well-known films, as I said. And I think if you're interested in the human condition and you want to watch something that's not Top Gun Maverick, you should check it out. It's called Summer with Monica. It's on Apple TV and it's on Amazon Prime. And that's Summer with Monica with a K. M-O-N-I-K-A. Let me see if there's like a trivia I can tell you about it, because I did watch all the special features about the movie, but it's been a little while since I watched it, and I have a very short memory these days. Summer with Monica has a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. If you are interested in that. All right, guys, that's going to do it for today. I'm going to go get out in the heat and try not to have a heat stroke. Please check out the Patreon if you haven't already, where I post bonus episodes and other exclusive content from my other projects. I have a short film that I'm going to start shooting this summer, and I just posted the original first draft of the script. I rewrote it just a few days ago, and it's a completely different story, but I thought it would be cool to bring everybody through my process from beginning to end. So I decided to post the old script on there for anybody who is interested in reading it. And I'm going to be posting camera tests, costume tests, my mood board, and all of my other behind the scenes content about my process only on Patreon. Check it out, patreon.com/Raiden. And if you have anything to say, you can email me podcast@raiden.me. And don't forget to check out the Etsy store before all that stuff goes away very soon, probably in the next 2 weeks. It's Diaries of a Pretender on Etsy. So thanks for tuning in. I hope you're having a great summer, and I will speak to you soon. Bye.